Today we're diving into a bizarre chapter in Padre Pio's life. Accusations of violence, secret riches, and scandal. But what did his superiors think of these outrageous claims? Stay tuned to find out. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin mystic, friar, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. It's well known that the ecclesiastical authorities imposed harsh restrictions on Padre Pio's priestly ministry based on what I call some pretty bizarre accusations. These accusations came through anonymous letters, and yet they were taken seriously. But have you ever wondered what Padre Pio's superiors thought about these claims? How did they respond to these accusations, and on whose side were they truly? Well, today we'll answer these questions with the help of the book, Padre Pio, From the Sanctions of the Holy Office to the Splendor of Truth, by Joachim Boufflet. Let's start with a letter sent from the Holy Office to the General Minister of the Capuchins, Father Giuseppe Antonio, in 1922. This letter paints quite the picture. Listen to this. It has been reported to this supreme office that recently, on two occasions, the Capuchin friars of the San Giovanni Rotondo convent fought with one another to the point of bloodshed, using both bladed and firearms, with several being injured, until the intervention of the Marshal of the Carabinieri. The cause of this dispute and exchange of blows appears to be the division of substantial sums. It is said 300,000 or 400,000 francs, accumulated by Padre Pio and others, and of valuable objects received from the pious women who frequent the convent, just as the friars frequent their homes even at night. Signed, Cardinal Mary Del Val. Now, doesn't that just sound completely absurd? Knife fights and gun battles between Capuchin brothers. Father Giuseppe then shared a letter with Provincial Father Pietro of Ischitella, who replied, "Upon reading the letter from the Sacred Congregation, I smiled at the silliness of the accusation, but was disgusted by the unspeakable infamy with which, once again, an attempt has been made to discredit Padre Pio and the brothers who live with him. Perfect peace has always reigned among them, and the spirit of charity renders them incapable of even uttering an injurious word to one another. I cannot tolerate the fact that the Sacred Congregation has given credence to such a serious accusation when it was made in an anonymous letter. I have only one desire, to know the name of the person who, through unspeakable levity and malice, had the audacity to transmit, if not invent, the darkest slanders to harm my fellow religious." So, as we just heard, Father Pietro found these claims completely absurd. In fact, he seems quite annoyed. Well, the General Superior of the Capuchins, Father Celestino of Desio, wasted no time. Just 2 days after receiving the letter, he was already in San Giovanni Rotondo investigating the alleged incidents. Here's what he wrote in his report. "My investigation reveals that this entire case is pure invention designed to tarnish the religious and dissuade the faithful from attending their church. It is the work of ill-intended individuals who view the good done by these monks with ill will. Furthermore, the author shares how after his departure from San Giovanni Rotondo, Father Paulino, the future superior of the convent, learned about these plots against Padre Pio. In his memoirs, he recounts, "I learned that reports were constantly raining down in Rome against Padre Pio and those who lived with him, sent by various ecclesiastics from the region. Had I stayed there longer, who knows under what light I would have been portrayed to the Holy Office, and who knows what might have happened to me? For everyone knows how difficult it is to clear oneself when accused before this tribunal, which is so severe in its judgments." In conclusion, it is clear that Padre Pio's superiors held him in high regard. They were well aware that the accusations against him were nothing more than slanderous tales, invented with the intent of harming his reputation. Despite knowing the truth, however, they always ensured that any directives from the Holy Office regarding Padre Pio were strictly followed. And Padre Pio himself, he complied without a word of complaint, never breaking his vow of obedience. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click on the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.